The Phoenix area has long been seen as a haven for retirees, but a new analysis from U.S. News & World Report finds Phoenix pretty far down the list of best places in the country to retire. In fact, of the 150 largest metro areas in the country, only 10 rank lower than Phoenix. The rankings include factors like housing, affordability, happiness, the job market, retiree taxes, and access to quality health care. Emily Brandon is senior editor for retirement at U.S. News & World Report, and she joins me to talk more about this. And Emily, where on this list has Phoenix been in the past, and where has it maybe fallen in some of these rankings?
So Phoenix actually came in quite a bit lower than it has in previous years, and there are a couple different things going on. One of the reasons is that, as I'm sure you already know, housing in Phoenix has gotten a bit more expensive in the past year and in the past couple of years, and we weight housing costs pretty heavily because retirees tell us that the cost of living is one of the most important factors they consider when picking a place to retire. The other factor is we also changed our methodology this year, and for the first time, we included data about crime rates and air quality. And Phoenix had kind of low ratings on the air quality index. On the positive side, we did see continuing high interest in retirement in Arizona. We found that people who don't currently live in Arizona, and in Phoenix in particular, are interested in moving to Arizona for retirement. So the interest in Arizona as a retirement spot is still pretty high, but the housing prices was a major factor that made it not rank higher.
Would that tell you that maybe people are interested in at least looking into Arizona, but maybe once they look and see what, for example, what the air quality is like in Phoenix, what the housing affordability is like here in Phoenix, that maybe they might shy away from it?
That could be the case. There's a lot of things that go into picking a place to retire. And what retirees tell us is that cost of living is really top of mind when they're picking a place to retire. They want to retire somewhere within their retirement budget or even where their limited retirement income will stretch further.
I want to ask you more about the housing affordability issue, because you're right that it has been such a big issue in Phoenix, as it has been in a lot of other cities around the country as well. But it really has been a big issue in Phoenix, where there really just isn't enough supply of housing, and especially affordable housing. There are, however, a lot of, you know, what are called retirement communities, or, you know, 55 and older type communities. What role do places like that play in the overall housing affordability issue that you're looking at in these rankings?
So it sort of depends. So some people really like those types of communities and are happy there. It depends what you're looking for. Other people want to live in a mixed age community. And also some of those communities can be very affordable, and then other ones are very expensive and have entrance fees. So it depends what you're looking for in terms of housing affordability. It can sort of go either way, right? Because some people really like that mixed age community or want to live near their grandchildren. And then some people want to live with other retirees where there's lots of things to do and you're in a community like that.
What kind of role does transportation play, either in terms of public transit for maybe retirees who don't want to have to or can't drive anymore, and also, you know, for those who do drive, you know, the ease of being able to get around and surface streets and highways, freeways, that kind of thing?
So we don't consider that specifically in our rankings. That's not one of the factors that we consider. But I think it does play a role in how well you live in a given retirement community, whether there is public transportation available or a ride service for seniors that can play a role if you have relatives who can drive you to your appointments and things like that. That's useful. But if not, those ride services and ways to get to all your appointments can be really helpful and important.
When you look at some of the issues that you found with the rankings for Phoenix in terms of housing affordability, air quality, things like that, those seem like issues that can't necessarily be fixed or solved all that quickly. So I'm wondering if you see, you know, those issues sort of persisting for potential retirees who are maybe looking to come to the Phoenix area for some number of years into the future.
That could play a role in why people are moving, actually, because a given community can't fix those kinds of things very quickly. But for an individual retiree, if you move, you can solve that problem personally very quickly. So if you move somewhere with a significantly lower cost of living than where you live now, that can improve your retirement finances very quickly, right?
Right.
And so if you sell a house in one given metro area and move to one that costs significantly less, suddenly you can get a big boost in your retirement savings and have that money available for retirement expenses.
Well, so in a situation like that, I mean, might Phoenix still be potentially more attractive than maybe the rankings would indicate to folks from places like Northern California or from New York City, a place like that where, for example, rent housing prices are considerably higher than they are here?
It's interesting. California was actually at the very bottom of the rankings. And the major reason for that is just the astronomical housing prices in California. And it's really, if you don't already live in California and you're a retiree, it's nearly impossible to afford the housing in California. It's just so high. And so Arizona is a little bit lower than California. It's really a concern where the housing prices are and your ability to retire in a given city.
What does it mean for a region's economy to be attractive to retirees? Like what does this particular population bring to a community and bring to its economy?
So it can bring a lot of different things. Retirees often have Social Security income, and so they often have 401ks and IRAs, and they also have Medicare. And so retirees do have this sort of guaranteed income, and so they can spend, and that can be good for the economy. But then they also use a lot of services often. And so there's often senior services that they might take advantage of. And so it can be a benefit to the economy to have retirees, but they also do use a lot of services.
All right. That is Emily Brandon, Senior Editor for Retirement at U.S. News and World Report. Emily, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.